This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it, love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh, yeah, baby. It is a Football Friday here in the loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, rocking with you. Getting you ready for Texans, Patriots in New England. 12 noon, right?
12 noon. Mm.
You'll love to see it, and you'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Man, what a time, what a day. It's getting a little crisp outside, too.
A little bit in the morning.
At least in the morning.
Yeah, by 12 o'clock, yeah. It's 90 degrees.
Yeah. That's the thing is, it's one of those times where it's like, hey, you're going to have to basically dress for two weather situations, you know?
This is my favorite time, though, when it's just a little crisp in the morning, but you still get that nice day.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating because when you get in the car, it's a little cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So some people might have to cut the heat on a little bit just to kind of knock the crisp out.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I'm just saying some people. That ain't me. But it's a little frustrating when you come out at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you got the heat blasting. You're just like, oh, let me switch AC.
Yeah.
Or you got the long sleeves on and then you step
people
out.
Like, why this fool rocking a hoodie?
Yeah, the hoodie got to come off like midday somehow. But I hope you guys, no matter what the weather is, where you're listening, appreciate you hanging out with us. We got someone on the Twitch who said they got 99 at 7 a.m. Where's that at? Oh, okay, I think I know that person. They're in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. That's normal.
You're just perpetually in the heat at that point. Christmas Day is 92 degrees, I bet. All right, let's talk more about this game. As I was looking at the line on this game, Texans, Patriots, 6.5. Is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the third biggest line.
I haven't looked at all of them, but that sounds about right.
Eagles or the Browns is 9.5.
Yeah. lay those points.
That is, yeah.
Oof, yeah.
What an indictment of the Browns offense. Okay, and then Commanders, Ravens. Ravens have a 7-point line there. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, like this is expected to be one of those big games and disparity. And we've talked about it as such. I don't think any of us have been particularly worried, mm-hmm. which makes me want to take a step back.
Which makes you worry?
Right? That makes me be like, hey, why am I not so worried? Yeah. So let's take a moment to make sure, could this possibly be, Yay, trap game. Hey, there's the word.
Everybody hey, man, any given Sunday, right?
That's
no.
right.
No, look.
Or Thursday.
I'll put it, or Monday. I'll put it this way. I don't think this is going to be a problem for the Texans, but it has a lot of markings of a trap game.
Does it really?
It really does.
Okay.
It really does.
All right, hit me the game.
Well, first of all, you know, as much as we feel like they're equipped to, you know, to handle this, you could easily be without your best wide receiver and your best running back.
Correct.
I mean, that's you could. I mean, it's very, very well, much.
And you will be without your best.
And you will be without the receiver.
We'll see about the running mm-hmm. back.
Number two.
They practice at 11:15 today.
Like I said, just the markings of a trap game. You know, obviously you're coming off of a huge win against a team that, you know, you fancy yourself to be in contention in the AFC with. And now you're coming to place, traveling a long way, by the way. Traveling as far as you will all year, probably further than you will all year. And then you're facing a team that you're a 7-point favorite. I mean, that's just human nature. I mean, we see it all the time, especially in the college ranks. You know, shout out to Vanderbilt. You know, a team comes off a huge win, goes to face on the road a team that is, you know, you should absolutely handle. And then what happened? You know, what's the update? So the markings are there. And then the other one that's interesting to me is the quarterback. Rookie quarterback, you should just completely overwhelm him.
There's no real profile on
but you don't
what's
know
happening
anything
him.
About him. Exactly. Like, you should absolutely overwhelm Drake May. And that is one of the marks of a potential trap game.
Yeah. I know that Matt Burke was asked a little bit about like how you game plan for a guy that you know haven't seen very much in Drake May, and it's like kind of all the above. Look at some of the things that he did in college, and then I guess in the preseason, and you know his spots in the regular season. Then you kind of look at what the team has done thus far, and then you try and kind of you know triangulate within all that the things that are like that you're liable to see, and that's probably why this team very much speaks about. Yeah, we just kind of have to execute what we do because I don't know that there's any particular thing that you know to game plan to. But yeah, I think that does provide a potential for difficulty because you don't know exactly the mark that you're trying to hit when it comes to what
or
the
how they're
going to
use him
is going for. Yeah,
he's really just had I want to say it's less than 6 or 7 plays this year outside of the preseason. It's not a lot, and so yeah, I don't see a problem, but it has some of the elements.
Yeah, being on the road is one of those for sure. But speaking of elements, literally elements. I think the weather report that we're looking at mid-50s. With a chance of rain out there, like, you know, not that 50 degrees is wildly different, but, I mean, have they played in anything particularly? I mean, they've played pretty much indoors all the way across here, haven't they? Their two road games were in Indy and Minnesota. They played indoors all the way around. So this is an outdoor game. You might have some rain. Like, maybe you look at the possibility of dropped footballs and those types of things in a potential of rain. It's not going to be a downpour or monsoon. I don't want to get out of hand here, but maybe those add some level of element to this. And once I start doing this, I'm like, and now it feels like, okay, definitely stretching to make it a trap game, which makes me feel like, okay, we have not gone too far.
Well, the three things I mentioned, I think, are just sort of elements, like I said.
Sure.
The actual elements, the 50 degrees is perfect. Man, I really wish I hadn't heard Seth Payne telling Sean this morning about CJ Stroud in rain games. He hadn't been good. Figure you and I were both in New York.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Yeah,
and they lost to the lowly Jets and
hey,
Zach
Wilson.
Wilson
looked good,
and Zach Wilson
that was probably his best game of his career.
And he's had a couple of other games that were, you know, okay, but not typical CJ Stroud, you know, with the wet ball. So now I really wish I hadn't heard that because I'm like, oh Lord, what if it rains more than we thought?
Yeah,
you know,
27% chance. Not that the percentage chance of rain means the amount of rain that they ultimately see. But yeah, I don't know that I'm all that worried about it being excessive. But then I think that this is why it probably matters more to being able to run the ball. And within that, like, we might, and somebody mentioned last rain game, CJ got concussed. Yeah, that'll probably affect some of this as well. With the run game, we talked about some of the offensive line things, but also the running back component of this is interesting. Are we certain that we are going to see Joe Mixon? He did return to practice. He was a limited participant in practice yesterday, which I think we all kind of rejoiced at in some ways, but then we also were like, hey, wait a minute. Does that mean that he will definitely play? Because we saw him return to practice and not play before already.
Yeah, I thought He's going to play. You heard the exact opposite.
Do you want to do the thing? You want to do the thing on air so the listeners can give us their opinion?
Tell me what you think.
All right. This is Joe Mixon talking yesterday after practice.
Well, I felt good, man. Obviously, been pretty much going back and forth with training staff, figure out when I'm gonna get back and when I'm gonna start being able to participate in certain things. So, I felt good.
It's a step. Do you think it's enough of a step that Sunday you have some optimism, or is it a little soon?
I think we'll probably go through practice tomorrow, see what's going on, and obviously us come up with a decision on whether to go or whether to just wait another week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I think he's going
to
play.
Yeah, appreciations to Aaron Wilson asking those questions. But yeah, no, that felt very wait and see. And the Texans being in wait and see kind of conversations has not necessarily led us to dudes ending up on the field.
Could the wait and see be possibly the weather? If the weather is bad, then it's like, nah, we don't want to put them out there.
Because we're talking about an ankle here, right? Yeah. It is important to know. It's not like, it's a wrist, right? No, we're talking about an ankle here, and so traction factors into this. That's a good question, Faye.
I just feel like if he was out there, and I know, hey, trust me, I know he was out there last Friday, but he didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, not even in a limited sense, you know? So he is getting a look in this game plan, even if it's just a walkthrough type stuff. He's taking reps in this game plan against the Patriots. I just feel like that might be a little bit of gamesmanship, or you know, not spilling, not telling the Patriots, you know, that he's going to play or not. I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I don't know if I'm right. I just felt like, given that he was on the field, in a padded practice, but even though he was limited, and the fact that they're not going to be saying, you know, they want the Patriots to be able to wonder about this as well.
All right, so Dameon Pierce was a full participant, so I think we can feel good about him returning to action. And I think without having to have the whole conversation again of, well, who gets the majority, let's just assume that, hey, Dameon Pierce, he's been slotted higher on the depth chart typically, and so he probably gets the lion's share. How comfortable do you feel about that? Because Clint was saying yesterday on the drive, I thought this was an interesting idea, that maybe that could possibly be a blessing in disguise for this offense in some ways.
I get it. Explain how.
Okay, so we saw in week one when Dameon Pierce came into the game, they kind of switched schemes almost.
They changed their blocking.
They went to gap. Yeah. They went kind of power run in some ways to make sure to get downfield. And I do wonder if that fits your offensive line a little bit better. Like one of the things in particular, when they get into these outside zones, especially like the tosses, It feels like the middle of your offensive line is not getting up to that linebacker, and that linebacker constantly is making that play on the edge.
Yeah.
Which, that's a crucial, critical breakdown of the play of what you're doing, as opposed to when you get to inside zone and these things that it seems like they want to use more of with Dameon Pierce. Now they're getting downhill. Now they're getting better results. So if you have Dameon Pierce, and if you cater a little bit to that player being on the field, maybe that caters you to doing things that fit better with your offensive line and for success.
Do you change your offense for Dameon Pierce?
I don't know if it's changing your offense, but I think
it's the blocking assignment.
I think you're calling it a little bit, because I think that you use inside zone, right? So I'm I understand like going to a actual gap scheme. Like, I don't know if they do that, but I think utilizing more inside zone and maybe less of like the toss kind of real sweeping run plays.
North and south.
North and south.
Yeah. Right?
I do wonder if utilizing that in your play calling will be a little bit more helpful to what you're doing.
I get the point. I think Clint made a good one as well. Boy, that's a big ask, because then you still have Cam Akers, you still have Daria Gumbawale, you still have guys that maybe are more accustomed, that you've gone through entire training camp. And oh, by the way, during training camp, Dameon Pierce was talking about the zone blocking scheme and how he's been working on it.
Sure.
And his offseason was all about learning.
And inside zone would still be in that zone blocking scheme.
No, it would.
Right?
It would. Boy, I just feel like that's going to be very interesting to watch, number one. And number two, on Bobby Slowick. On Bobby Slowick to make it all work somehow.
Okay. All right. You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I think not a trap game, right? I think I feel
not a trap.
I don't think we're in trap game territory. And you know what? You can go ahead and pull this, and if we end up on Reaction Monday having to play it, I'll own up to it. But I feel confident in that way that you're not in trap game territory. You just need to go and make sure you do what you do. All right. Coming up next, we get into our question of the day, and you already started with the Hollywood theme, so let's go ahead and lean all the way into it. All right. When it comes to a movie. Who would play you in a movie? But more importantly, who would play us at 610 in a movie? Let's cast a 610 movie The Loop. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.